Back now with Day to Day. Remember when it seemed like practically every major airline was bankrupt and the big carriers were being written off as dinosaurs? Well, it appears they're enjoying a second life and not just as petroleum products. Today, American Airlines reported its first annual profit in 6 years, and in the next few weeks, other major carriers are expected to do the same. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. And Amy, tell us about American. What's behind the rebound there?
Well, a big part of it is stronger demand. Flights are fuller than they were a year ago. And as you've probably noticed, if you've flown at all recently, we're paying more for seats on those planes. Airlines across the board raised airfares something like 10 times throughout 2006. Another big factor, though, was fuel. Oil prices fell dramatically toward the end of the year. American Airlines' fuel bill dropped by more than 8%. The company did take a hit in December from those weather-related delays and cancellations, but that boost from lower fuel prices and other cost-cutting more than made up for it.
Okay, and then the discounts Southwest being one of them, reporting not so good news today.
Well, yeah, the story was a little different for Southwest. Its profits fell 19% in the fourth quarter. And I know I just finished telling you about falling fuel prices, but Southwest's fuel costs actually rose almost 30%. And that's because of a practice known as hedging to protect itself from rising oil prices. Southwest had bought fuel in advance to lock in lower rates. Analyst Richard Abulafia with the Teal Group says as those hedges expire, Southwest is losing its edge.
Southwest had been living in this charmed world where their hedges took care of the worst excesses. I mean, they had hedged more than anybody else in the industry and done it very successfully. So those charmed times were bound to end sooner or later. And thankfully for them, these times are ending just as fuel is trending downward. So it could have been a lot worse.
And in fact, Southwest still posted a profit for the year.
Okay, tell us about the other big airlines. They're also reporting their profits soon.
Well, Delta and Northwest, of course, are still in bankruptcy, and the legacy airlines are carrying a lot of debt. But the Air Transport Association is predicting overall profits for the industry of between $2 and $3 billion for 2006, which could even beat the last profitable year in 2000. And on Marketplace later today, we'll take a look at the British government's handling of a major corruption scandal.
Thank you, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.